In his letter to the church at Philippi, Paul encouraged new believers to put on the mind of Christ. When I read that, I had to stop and ask myself, what does he mean? I didn't have to look much further than the next verse. Paul wrote, "In your relationships with one another, have the same mindset as Christ Jesus, who, being in the very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness." During his earthly ministry, Jesus modeled a life of service for his disciples. Whether he was fishing with Peter, handing out lunch to 5,000 hungry followers, or simply washing the feet of his friends, you could almost always count on finding Jesus putting the needs of others before himself. It was his freedom found in the knowledge of his heavenly Father, serving him, that allowed Christ to serve others. And it was this mindset that he wanted to pass on to his disciples. "Now that I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also should wash one another's feet. I have set you an example that you should do as I have done for you." As we put on the mind of Christ, secure in our relationship with him as he was secure in his Father's love, we can join him in serving others. We can serve with joy and gladness, even if it means getting our hands dirty for the good of the gospel. In this way, we can join with Christ as he draws all people into communion with him and the Father by the Spirit. This week, I'd like to challenge you to live each day with the complete mind of Christ. He just might surprise you with how he serves you and the freedom you'll find to care for others. I'm Joseph Tkach, speaking of life.